This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today I want to share with you what is the first and most powerful way in how a believer honors this Quran and gives it a high station and a level in his life and remains connected with this Quran with passion and with excitement. The first and very first way of honoring this Quran is to acknowledge and to know and to recognize that this is Allah's word. It is our Creator's word. Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah At-Tawbah, when he described the Quran, he said, "Hatta yasma'a kalam Allah." He described it as kalam Allah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to recognize this. Every single time you read an ayah or you listen to an ayah, know and acknowledge that this is the word of the Lord of the worlds, the one who's in control of all affairs and all matters. Your heart is beating because of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blood is flowing in your veins and arteries because of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oxygen is reaching every organ and every cell in your body because of him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. He knows everything that is happening and what will happen in the future. You're listening to his word. So that's the first way of honoring this Quran. Now when Allah Azza wa Jal would recite, when Allah Azza wa Jal would reveal the Quran in the heavens, he describes how the angels would react to this. In Surah Saba, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا الْحَقَّ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. When Quran was being spoken in the paradise, in the heavens, and the angels would hear it, they would tremble and they would shake to the point where they're almost going to faint, as some of the ulama rahimahumullah describe. Then, once the word of Allah is revealed and they've heard it, Allah Azza wa Jal said, حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ. When the fear has subsided from their hearts, when the fear has been removed from their heart, they would say to each other, the angels would say to each other, مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ. What did your Lord just say? What has he revealed right now? What did he say? They would respond to each other saying, قَالُوا الْحَقِّ. He said, the absolute truth. This is exactly what Allah's word is. It's the absolute truth. And you know, the hearts and the minds find rest and peace with the truth. You know how many cases around the world, when there is a crime, when there's a criminal case, when there's an issue, nothing. The people's hearts does not settle until they find the truth. So a criminal case could go through the court system for years. Eventually, at the end, when the truth is revealed, all sides settle. At least it brings some kind of peace and closure to the families that are involved. That's the nature of the humans. They love the truth. So what's going to be more truthful than Allah's word? When Allah Azza wa Jal prohibits us from something, we should find peace in this. We should find tranquility because this is Allah's word. And no one is more honest and truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal describes the companions here on earth and how they would respond to this Quran when they knew this is Allah's word. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ. When a surah is revealed, when an ayah is revealed, in where Allah is commanding the believers to do something or prohibits them from something or calls them to something good, what happens? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. These gatherings in when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite to the Quran to the companions, imagine this. This is the very first time they're hearing freshly new revealed ayat. Allahu Akbar, the gathering would have been something incredible and amazing to just be sitting there. But you can visualize it and see it in your heart. So there were munafiqun in this gathering, and they would look around and they would say, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. They'll ask each other, who from among you, this surah or this ayah has increased you in iman? Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. As for those who have believed and have iman in Allah, the believers, the true believers, the companions, فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. It increased them in iman. And that's the natural effect of the Quran. On anyone who believes in Allah, it naturally elevates you in your iman and in your position with Allah Azza wa Jal. وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. While they are happy and they are excited and they are rejoicing and celebrating that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. Because what Allah revealed is His word and it is the truth. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, look at the example of Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. He committed a major sin. That is, he did not participate in the battle of Tabuk. He didn't go out with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam punishes him in Al-Madinah and boycotts him for 40 days and commands the companions not to speak to him whatsoever, him and two other companions. And you can understand the terrible state that Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu is in alongside his two friends. Like, the case is very serious. Yani if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to pass away, upset with these companions, boycotting them, not speaking to them, how terrible would Ka'b feel? But eventually, Ka'b radiyallahu anhu made a tawbah and Allah accepted his tawbah, and an ayah was revealed that Allah had accepted his tawbah and his two friends. And the entire Medina was excited and celebrating, and they ran to Ka'b and they're telling him, Abshir, congratulations, Allah has revealed ayat that he has accepted your tawbah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to Ka'b, Abshir bi khayri yawmin marra alayka mundhu waladatka ummuk. Congratulations, this is the best day in your life since your mother gave birth to you. Like the Quran, when you hear an ayah from the Quran, it's supposed to be the best day in your life because you're listening to Allah's word. Once again, this is the first way in how to honor this Quran. Always know that this is Allah's word. It's your creator's word. It's the Lord of the worlds. That's his word. Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad radiyallahu anhu wa rahimahu, he was a thief and he was about to steal someone when he entered his house and this man began to recite an ayah to him. He was reciting Quran. He was reciting Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. Isn't it time? Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu. Isn't it time for those who believe that their heart softens to the reminders that come from Allah Azza wa Jal? And that ayah was a reason for his tawbah, because this time he heard it, recognizing that this is Allah's word. So he felt ashamed of himself and he made a tawbah and he became a scholar in Islam. His son Ali ibn al-Fudayl, he died because he was reading an ayah in the Quran. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, about when Allah Azza wa Jal describes the disbelievers, he says, what will the case be when they stand on the doors of the fire? إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, and they would say, يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدْ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا. We only wish and desire that we can return to this worldly life and we will never reject any ayah, any verse that came to us from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, rather we'll accept it and believe in it. But it's too late. He choked as he was reciting this ayah in his salat and he died. Allahu Akbar. Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, Allahumma bayyin lana fil khamri bayanan shafiya. Oh Allah, reveal to us something clear that explains to us what is the ruling on alcohol. So Allah Azza wa Jal reveals, فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Keep away from it. It's haram. It is impure. Keep away from it. And then Umar radiallahu anhu says, intahayna, intahayna. Khalas, we're never going to come near alcohol ever again. Intahayna, we're finished from it. We're done. We've given it up. Because he was listening to Allah's word. He recognized this is Allah's word and Allah's word is the truth. So even though us companions are drinking this alcohol and we're loving it, but Allah Azza wa Jal's word is the truth. And so that means there's peace in it, there's goodness in it. So you know what? Intahayna. We don't want this alcohol anymore. That's how you connect with the Quran. That's how you're going to honor the Quran in your life. Always recognize this is Allah's word. And there's another story of a Salaf. He came past a few people, poor people that were sitting and gathered together and they were having a meal. They were eating. So they invited him. They said, come eat with us. So he said to himself, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. He reminded himself of an ayah that Allah revealed in where Allah says, he doesn't love the arrogant. So he thought it would be arrogance if he doesn't entertain their invitation and sit and eat with them. So he sat and he ate with them. And then he later on invited them to his house for a meal. Look at the people, how they used to live, recognizing this is Allah's word. Yani, imagine today, we walk past a poor person, a needy person, we didn't even recognize, we didn't even link. Our hearts are not even connected with the Quran to be so quick to extract an ayah and apply it directly in our lives. People are living with the Quran because they know this is Allah's word. So therefore it's the truth. So it's only calling us to that which is good for us. They used to live, they were connected with this Quran. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten our hearts with the Quran. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend upon our hearts peace and tranquility, and to always keep us aware that this is His word subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and accept from us. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.